This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Despite the recent snowfall and extreme cold, the state of Iowa is in the midst of a relatively mild winter by Iowa standards. While day-to-day life is helped by mild winter weather, it can also have negative knock-on effects for the 2025 growing season. We will hear more from Adrian Drescher of Syngenta next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. Adrian Drescher is a retail sales representative for Syngenta in Western Iowa, and she says one of the immediate concerns of a warmer winter is heavy insect pressure in the spring.
You kind of wonder if, hey, we're going to have an early kind of season, but another thing that you start thinking about is what are we going to have for bugs? Usually a light winter goes pretty easy on those insects, and then as we start hearing some chatter in the marketplace, there's definitely been an increased discussion in, hey, I'm going to have some more corn acres, so what does that do for our corn rootworm management, especially if we're going to be having heavier acreage that way? Probably need to make sure that our growers that are out there are assessing what their corn rootworm management plan is.
Drescher discusses some of the products available from Syngenta to help farmers battle insects following mild winter weather.
From the Syngenta perspective, we've got a product called Force. So we've got it in a granular type product if somebody's got an insecticide box. And then it also comes with a liquid system for Force Evo. So super, super good corn rootworm control. And you can do it in either way that works for you.
2024 was the first season in which storing corn herbicide was commercially available for growers, and Drescher says farmers were pleased with the performance in year one.
It's been phenomenal. You know, I was thinking we'll see a kind of slow uptick in it. Anybody who uses storin has been just phenomenally happy with it and telling their friends and telling their neighbors, and it's been just taking off, and a lot of people are using it because they realize that, hey, we cannot rely on a post-herbicide only to control these problem weeds, specifically water hemp that we have.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.